the story somewhere there, P. It could be maybe put in inside part one here. Thank you. Book one, actually, it is. So this thank you story should be an entire book of like 200 pages or so, okay? Or five chapters or something. Okay. So we have in that bar or pub or whatever it is, when our PO visits his hometown there, the small town, and he got invited there, met an old friend, classmate, and he ends up sitting there, the usual round the table in the pub setting, with his old friends from the water ski club. And they are just as they were then, getting drunk, talking this way, that way. And then Pio gets into it, maybe with a daughter or so of one of them, those. He is now 70 or something. They all are around that. And the daughter then would be 40 or something, right? And but she's not so drunk, and she's kind of, well, a little bit drunk. So and she gets a little philosophical and likes these strange, funny ideas, Indian philosophies. But not serious, but, you know, that's how some people become. And then this, her father, because she just comes up to them. Oh, maybe she's even a little attracted to Pio, came from Stockholm, and well, there's something there. And she sits there and she goes nodding all the time, and then they're having a little discussion. Pio gets talkative and he gets into philosophy, and then her father, he actually hits his fist in the table, looking at Pio straight in the eye, and they are old friends from the water skiing club. They knew each other. He said, "Now, nu får du faktiskt lugna ner dig," which in that town is it, when you do it with the fist in the table, then there's power in it. It's not. Now you better calm down. And it can be aggressive in the sense that now you stop whatever it is you're doing, otherwise I'll beat you up. Or it could be more, as it was in this case, factual to the point that POE could and can, when he gets into it, become a bit over intense. Because he's so happy that he finds someone who is interested in life, the purpose of life, and how we can make it good and happy. And, you know, and are we souls or not? Is there God or not? Isn't that pretty rather important? That's what he thought when he was 2022. And why are we not all of us asking those first basic questions? And then he gets going, blah blah blah, and these guys sit there in that bar pub fairly drunk, and they are old. And I know already when I was, you know, when we were in early 20s, friends, who had been drinking a bit habitually for too long, maybe, or maybe had and were drinking. Or sometimes to forget problems or whatever, but who then, after getting enough in them, sat crying there. Some also drunk girl sitting there trying to pacify you, or getting angry and aggressive. Oh, now he's like that again. Or you know, in that way, things hidden in there started coming up because the defense was kind of broken by that poison or the alcohol. I guess maybe that's how you could describe the therapeutic effects while coming at a high cost of alcohol. So anyway, just a little thing to add to that talk between old friends.